Mishnah writes in Maseches Tainis, the Chavok, Tanisha Dvarim, Iru Savaseinu, Bishivasa Batamas, the Chamisha Batishabar. This is reflected here in the Shulchan Aruch and Tavkuf Lamtes, Sif Aleph. So I heard Rav Soloveitchik in the Shurim HaTainis ask the following question. Why does the Mishnah not mention that which occurred on Asara B'Teves and some Gedalia? Why does the Mishnah decide Dafka to choose these two Taniyos, namely Shivasa B'Tamuz and Tisha B'Av? The Mishnah Berurah, right away, in Sifkat Nalef, tells you that the Makor for these Taniyos are the Pesukim in Zechariah Perches, famous Pesukim that the Gemara discusses in Maseches Rosh Hashanah. But the question that was raised is a fairly significant question. Why is it that the other Taniyos that are also significant, events occurred on those Taniyos, why are they not mentioned? So Soloveitchik in the Shurim HaTainis suggested that apparently there's a specific status to Dafka, the period of time, the interregnum between Shivasa V'Tamuz and Tisha B'Av. And even though from a Tanya's perspective, there's no connection really between these two Tanya's, between Tisha B'Av and Shivasa V'Tamuz. However, regarding the Kiyum Avelos, it's one Kiyum. It's one continuum regarding the Kiyum Avelos. And although the Avelos of Tisha B'Av does not begin on Tisha B'Av, but rather begins Kayadua and Shivasa V'Tamuz. It begins 3 weeks earlier. It's also reflected here in the Poskim is a famous Yerushalmi quoted in the Haftarah of Yirmiyahu HaNavi, where the Navi says, Makel Shakir Ani Ro'eh Ufonav Meitzafonon. Yerushalmi comments that there's a three-week period it takes for the ripening and the Shakir, 3 weeks. And that's the three-week interregnum between Shivasa V'Tamuz and Tisha B'Av. So even though Medina de Gemara, you learn the Sugya, the end of Tainus, and you also learn the Shulchan Aruch over here, there are no Nihugi Avelos that Achal Ben Amatzorin. That's right, Torah Shkedisha. But there's a Chaloy Shem of Ben Amatzorin during this three-week period. And in similar fashion, that's what Chazal speak about, the Haftorahs of Gimel Parnusa show you that there's a Chaloy Shem of Ben Amatzorin. And that's the Pasuk in Eichel, where the Navi Yirmiyahu tells us, Kol Rofel Hisigua Bein Hamitzorim. Between the straits, we were pursued, in effect. And the Medrash writes clearly that Bein Hamitzorim refers to this three-week period, the period between Shivasa V'Tamuz and Tisha B'Av. So apparently there's a Chalosh Shem of Bein Hamitzorim. It's not Stam Yom Ba'alma. On another occasion, in the Shur Maseches Megillah, Asalvashi added, I think also another very important factor over here. Gemara says, and this is a chiddush, and he said this, he used to say this on Tisha B'Av. I used to attend Tisha B'Av for many years in Boston, where the Rav would essentially, how shall I put it, discuss the kinos ke'ilo, but say divrei Torah, chidushim v'chudashim on Tisha B'Av from the morning, approximately 9 o'clock till close to about a half hour before Shkia, where he daven mincha. Also, he was known to read the Megillah again, read Megillah Seicha, based on the Seicha Seifrim, Dafka from a cloth, of course. Anyway, so the Gemara says in Megillah on Davdalid that Moshe, Tikkun Lehem L'Yisrael, this is the famous, there are two separate halachas, the last half of Megillah, and also the Gemara earlier in Megillah, the Gemara said that Moshe was Misakin B'Kal Yisrael Adin, Shei Yisholim B'Doshin, Hichat Pesach B'Pesach, Hichat Chag B'Chag, Atzeres B'Atzeres, every Yomtiv was supposed to dash in the halachas of that Yomtiv. And the Gemara quotes even the Din L'Gabi Purim. That's what's mentioned at Avdalin. Rashi says that we're supposed to learn the Geras Purim. That's the Lashon of Rashi over there at Avdalin Megillah. So Rav Soloveitchik thought that this halacha applies to Tisha B'Av as well. Tisha B'Av is a Din Moyeh. Kara like Moyeh Dishbar Bachurai. And because as a Din Moyeh, the other rise to the Din Moyeh and Tisha B'Av, that Chiyah begins from Shivasa B'Tamuz. The Chiyah of Avelos of Tisha B'Av already starts at Shivasa B'Tamuz. And the Medrash actually writes, if I'm not mistaken, the Medrash says that Rabbi Avud Anossi used to teach Megillas Eicha on Tisha B'Av. Similar to what Rashi quotes that on Purim, that we learn the Geras of Purim. The Geras of Purim, of course, to the Megillah. The Geras of Purim, as the Megillah writes, As the Takon of Moshe Rabbeinu thought Rav Soloveitchik is Noyeh Gimen HaTisha B'Av. And the Rai he brought also from the Kriyas HaTorah and the Kriyas HaTorah of Tisha B'Av. And that apparently is the reason for the Gimel HaTorah to Pura Musa. That really we should read the HaTorah, which is Ne'eh HaPasha. But somehow there's a Kiyam to read Dafka, the Igni Churban of Tisha B'Av, and that Kiyam begins on Shabbat of Thomas. That's what he contended in the Shurim, he said in Masech Zegillah, and that's why we read the HaTorah Me'esa Inyan. Now, as we read the Haftarah Me'ena Ma'ira, as opposed to really Me'ena Pasha, that is pointed out by Rishonim, Taisi the end of Megillah, Taisi the end of Megillah, many Rishonim point this out. And that's apparently also the Takara Moshe Rabbeinu, Binyani Tisha B'Av. It's not enough to read Binyani Avelos, but Tisha B'Av Nechaya bin Nechama as well. And that's the reason why he explained the Mishnah in Masechus Tainus only lists the five things that occurred on Shavuos of the Tammuz. And not a Tisha B'Av. That's the question we began with, namely, why does the Mishnah list also that which happened in Asar B'Teves and the other Taniyos? And the answer is because only these two Taniyos have a Chaloshen of Inyan Sholjain. And the Nafkamina is, as I mentioned, to learn and to teach the halachas that relate to these days. There's a Tekim of Takoras Moshe Rabbeinu and Mashenkin. Asar B'Teves Som Gedalia, there's no Chaloshen. There are mitzvahs of Taniyos that apply to those days undoubtedly, but there's no Takara Moshe Rabbeinu. And he brought another Raya from the Tesis, the end of Megillah, the Flamen Alpha of the Beis. There are 2 days there regarding Tesis, regarding the Kriyas HaTorah between Yom Kippur and Sukkot. I mean, the Talmud thinks the one who holds that we are Maftir, Dirshu Hashem Behi Matzah and Shabbat Shuba. And Shuba Yisrael between Yom Kippur and Sukkot. That's what Tesis writes, the name of it at the top. And then for Yitzhak, we lay in Sos Osis Bashem, which is the last Haftarah in the Seder of the Zayin and the Chemta. Rabbi Meshulam was Chalik over there, Rabbi the time, he holds no. That we're Maftir, Shuba Yisrael, Shabbat Shuba, which of course is our practice. And Sos Osis is the Haftarah between Yom Kippur and Sukkot. So Rabbi Meshulam, L'chora Hishita, there's no connection between Sukkot and Shuba Yisrael. And that's what we read Sos Osis, because Yom Tov is not a Simcha. Rashi points this out. Rashi is in Masechta Sukkah, but Rashi discusses actually among the many Haftarahs that we lay, especially at Sukkot, because we know that at Sukkot, Simcha Yisrael was laying at Sukkot, and Chazal learned out all the beginning of Simcha Yom Tov, Hukshu Kol Amodim Zelazeh. But the primary one where Simcha is mentioned very clearly, and I would say even blatantly, is the Yom Tov of Sukkot more than all the others. That's how the Rambam writes at the end of the Chazlul, when the Rambam discusses the Simcha Yisera that was in the Migdash based on the Gemara in Sukkot with the Simcha Beis HaShoeva. Our meaning is not like Abed Atam and not like Abed Mishul. We don't hold like either of the two positions that Tosfos quotes. And we are maftir in the Shira of David, if I'm not mistaken, between Shabbos and Shabbos between Yom Kippur and Sukkot. Tesis the Kasha over there, the Ben Meshulam, that there's a din that Emma Sikh and Meshulam Nechemta. You're not allowed to make a hefsek. You're not allowed to have any interruption. You can't count it as any interruption in Meshulam Nechemta. It means there's a Seder of Zayin Nechemta. You also said a Shiran, but the Roshka Tesis is Sha'atar is Holchos and Shubachos B'Yeser. It's like a pyramidal structure. And they're actually going up. And he explained it. Whatever the case is, that this halacha, that Takara Moshe Rabbeinu that applies Dafka, not just on Yom Tov, but applies on Tisha B'Av as well, Zeh Chidush Gadol, and that's how our salvation justified on Tisha B'Av saying, Pilpulim and Chidush Etera, on Tisha B'Av lo Yom Ki Yisubu. It's against the Dibin Shachalach, against the Mechaber, against all the Shadim, against all the Poskim, and that didn't seem to trouble the Briskis Bechlau, because they hold that that Hamocha of Aydab HaMesh Yisrael, Hashem of Rei Yisrael, applies to Tisha B'Av as well. Adin Mayim, Caroline Mayim, Lishba Machure. I remember hearing many years ago that I told this Yiddish to Adon Rav Gifta Zatzal, who tells the yeshiva, he used to visit Tells all the time, and he used to speak to him quite often. And so he thought there was a Kiddush that was Mukubo, that was this Gavel. He liked it. He thought it was a good Kiddush, Rav Soloveitchik. So I asked him, but it's against all the poskim. So he says, this is no problem. Can Zog is Alamol. Gagging the possible. What they feel is a correct approach is that approach that they take. Okay, now I'm going to discuss. I had 2 choices. Either to learn every Magen Avraham and Taz, which I could do. I have many notes I wrote on it for years and years ago. I decided not to do that. Otherwise, it would be maybe a little difficult here. But on the side, an overview of the halachas Now, the problem with the halachas of the 3 weeks is that they're not really arranged in any kind of orderly kind of form. It's not in Atzurah Mesuderet, which is one of the problems. There are different ma'arachas that relate to different time periods. And we know we did the Gemara, as our Rebbe Shlita mentioned. We only really have Shavuot Shachalbo, let's say Ashrei Tishah, Bevati B'Simcha. But other than that, there's no Din of the Gemara relating to any of this. So there are many, many minhagim, as usual. And the minhagim begin, of course, at Shavuot of the Tammuz. And usually the minhagim come from the Rabbah. The Ashkenazim are always to blame for all these chumras. We have Moli to go to chumras. That somehow seems to be our contribution to the world of halacha. So undoubtedly, we begin from Shavuot of the Tammuz. And I would say there are a number of areas that I'll just mention first briefly, and then attempt to, given time constraints, and then perhaps in the next weeks, or next number of shiurim, we'll also elaborate a bit more. First is nisuin, getting married during this three-week period. The minute, of course, is not to get married from Shavuot of the Tammuz. And also that includes, of course, rikudim, mechelos, dancing, and the like. That's also not permissible. Generally speaking, rikudim and mechelos are the oiris simcha. They tend to generate a certain degree of joy, and it applies to music as well. Music without rikudim is also it's also an oiris simcha. And that's the minute not to use klizemer, not to use musical instruments during this period of time. There are so many different aspects to this. I'll just mention one aspect I discussed with Hagoyim or Shlomo Miller Shlita approximately 28 years ago. I asked him about, they call it that music, which is not music, it's not instrumental music, cappella. A cappella. He told me it's awesome, right away on the spot. Didn't even have any. And then he asked me, are you able to distinguish between instrumental music and a cappella? I'm not, but I'm not a musician. People who have expertise in music tell you they can. They can tell you something is a cappella, something is instrumental music. So anyway, he told me he doesn't have any ability to make such distinctions, even though I scored on an aptitude test I took after high school to see what area I should enter. I scored higher as a music performer. So clearly, as I mentioned a few times, those aptitude tests don't have much value. Although I do have a good ear for music. And I actually was a member of a choir and sang in the Educational Alliance building when I was 8 years old. I told that story already a number of times. You didn't hear it? The kids in Nimrod. The musician, the musical conductor was an Amoris Dehaisa. We were Amoris Dehaisa and Habon. 8-year-old kids, what do we know? And he taught us to sing the following niggun. I remember this. The Gemara says, Shabbos, Yisri, Ambus, Lamishachot. So that's what I remember. So he taught us we were going to star in the Leil Rosh Hashanah. We are standing on a balcony above the Chazan, above the Shiat Tzibu, way above the Chazan, in the concourse center of Israel. I ought to mention the shul. Anyway, so it was a very nice shul, massive shul, beautiful shul. The acoustics were great. Now, but as I said, so he taught us the following. We were going to introduce the Meyer with the following niggun. Oh, Rabbi Feinberg Shlita, you're the right person to hear this. And it went like this. He was the niggun. And we sang, Yashis. Yashis. We didn't know what we were talking about. Neither did he, as you can see. This was like a whole composition. That's right, that's for sure. My father and mother were both present, to witness their young, shall we say, star, who is auditioning to become a great musician and what have you, a great chazan. And so my father heard this, and my father understood a little bit, the Lashon HaKodesh more than a little bit, and he had to go and run up very winding kind of stairs in order to get to that balcony. It must have taken him 10 minutes. I'm not joking. It took us quite a while to get up there, but we were youngsters, so we scooted up there without a difficulty, and my father took a while to get there. And we were still in the middle of this absolutely wondrous kind of presentation. We must have sang Yashkes 10 times, at least 10 times. No, we wanted to be a real Hashvasa. Not just Samadhi. Anyway, the kids are, my father comes up there, and I was shocked to see my father. And before I knew it, he smacked the chazan across the face. Well, thereupon ensued the most exciting time I've had in a long time. I used to love to go to shul, because we always had this kind of excitement. It was always there at the shul. And that I remembered for life. And then my father called him in Amoritz, and said he has no right to teach us or to engage in any kind of interaction with us. My father somehow, even though the Gemara Baba Basra, with Zohar and Zeche by Abolu, among the first parent. Anyway, so it was amazing to me. I was astounded by all of it. I remember this. Ki'ilu, it's right in front of me. A few other such incidents occurred in my lifetime. I think I mentioned another one, but I really wanted to say a Shia tonight. The other one was on Yom Kippur, when it was the seventh game of the World Series. That's when it happened. And the Yankees were not, and they sure had no interest in the Avodah, because he was there. I told them the story before. No interest, he was there. No one understood the Avodah. No one had a clue what's going on over there. Just a long, drawn-on afternoon. What do we need this for? The Chazan, 3 hours. What's the point? And so next door, came out next door, maybe a few doors away, there was a bar with a massive screen. So the shul figure, the shul began to essentially phase out, and people were there, and the president of the shul saw what was happening, and clearly he saw he was losing, maybe barely, there were 250, 300 people dominating the shul, Kilo. I stress the word Kilo. They were more or less at the bar watching the game, which was far more exciting than the Avodah of Yom Kippur. We're learning now Yuma. So clearly the Avodah is not too exciting. I find the Avodah the most exciting Limud Shein Kamo. Mind-boggling. Anyway, the Kitzur, so that was not then, to be honest. The president decided he'll do the following. He brings all the people back, and he told them, we didn't know that my father wouldn't let go of me. He was holding on to us for dear life. We couldn't leave the shul. We were literally almost handcuffed, bound to him. I'm not joking. There was no nonsense. We came to Dabli. So 5-10 minutes later, he tells the chazan to stop, and then he apparently had walked out and came right back and announced, Yankees 5, Boston 3, hip hip, hooray! And then the Rav, who's an Rav Golden Boy, he fainted on the spot. He almost went under the chair. That's what I recall. My father ran up to the president, smacked him across the face. And there was a roar of the shul. That was the most exciting thing. I said, wow, what a Yom Kippur. The Rav's a Yom Kippur. So that taught me exactly a little bit what the Avodah is and how we should be approaching the shul. My father wanted to make a point. He certainly made it. Anyway, back to the next issue. Next issue is haircutting, tisperet. And it obviously includes giluach as well. The Mechaber points out this is relevant to women as well. There's no distinction between men and women. Maybe I'll talk a little bit about that. The next issue, which is probably the most fascinating of all the issues that needs a lot of discussion, is the shechiyonu issue. The halach is that an ovel is allowed to shei shechiyonu. That's a gemara. It's a din shechiyonu. However, this three-week period is as manu peronus. Is a time of catastrophe, you can call yourself national catastrophe. And therefore, there's a minute that we don't say Shechiyonu. And there's also a practice not to put on the Begadim Chadoshim because of the Shechiyonu that you might make on the Begadim Chadoshim. That's not mentioned either in the Mechaber, neither in the Rambam. It's not found in Shulchan Aruch, in the classic Shulchan Aruch itself. But there are those who have such a minute. And I'll have to discuss that, which may take quite a while. Halacha Namaisa, you know how many people ask me from base Tfila Yom Avraham? Finally got it. I got it down pat because I didn't mention once Yom Avraham is weird. So I almost it was almost a sudden Baruch Nefesh situation. Anyway, especially so what?
Especially
from the president. That's right. That's for sure. Hagam Lichvos Hamalka Yim Bavoyis against the Gemara. Have it soft. Anyway, the kids. So many people asked me in the last week and a half that people traveled abroad. Some people didn't travel abroad. We're on vacation here. They asked me about purchasing garments, purchasing clothing, especially go to chutzah. It's very smear. There's all the miftahim occurred after during the 3 weeks, and during the time you're not supposed to say shabbiyot. So halacha l'maisa, I'll tell you the bottom line before I get to the whole discussion. I told them they can buy clothing, no problem whatsoever. They asked me, what? They said the Shulchan Aruch, they learned the Mishnah Berurah not to say shabbiyot. The answer is that I don't know too many people who say shabbiyot on clothing. You might know one that I know, I'll be honest with you. Okay, there's a Talmud of mine. He buys very expensive clothing. He goes to Italy to buy expensive clothing. Now, luckily, I told him for every $600 tie that he buys in Italy, the same amount of money has to get to the yeshiva. So that is the deal that we have. But he didn't accept the deal completely. Whatever the case is, he probably makes a shechiyonu on that tie, I would imagine. $600, you can buy probably two suits and probably a hat, and who knows what else you can get for $600. But whatever the case is, most people don't make shechiyonu. So halacha l'maaseh, yes, that person and these 5-6 people who spoke to me are going to purchase clothing. Are you gonna? They're doing it because of mitzayim. That's obviously davar ha'aveh, hesed ruvah, and all kinds of lumbis that they came up with. It's not lumbis; it's telling me the truth. And I told them they can buy it. Probably they should wear it until after the 3 weeks. That would be the best thing to do. And most people, and most probably, they don't make shabiyaro. My shirts, they don't make shabiyaro. Anyone here makes shabiyaro on a shirt? People have nice shirts. I don't think you buy $600 shirts. I'm talking about 2,000 shekel. I don't think anyone here buys a shirt for 2,000 shekel. This guy does, because he buys all his clothing abroad. He's very, very into clothing. The only problem is he doesn't have the wherewithal to pay for it. He's just another. So his wife is on my case. She's also a student of mine. And she tells me, where did this come from? It must have come from some yeshiva he attended. No, I don't think so. But anyway, so I'm involved with them all the time. He has this, I can only call it a fetish for nice clothing, which is a very beautiful thing. But so what's the point? How do you go and spend money which you don't have? Anyway, so this Shachinaro needs a lot more attention. There's a few more offices I just want to mention. Lo v'hakos ha-talmidim b'yom ma'ayim, says Shulchan Aruch, not to hit talmidim. So that, of course, is mashma, as many of my rabbeim were medayik, b'yom ma'ayim v'lahakos. But in general, yes, v'lahakos. This is a big machlokes between the Moran Sa'atelam, Agoyin Afan Kanyeski Shlita, and Agoyin Rav Volba Zechazal Bebrocha. I met Rav Volba approximately 20 years ago. We had a personal meeting. I used to hear Rishmuzin in the Bir Yeshiva from time to time after Chaim was Nifta. And then I also had a chance to hear him in the Beis Hamusa and a few other places. I went through the entire Alei Shur, and he also is Mechaber and many other Sfarim I also went through. So he's a fantastic person. He was just an outstanding, I don't even know how to describe him, but going in psychology, going in human understanding. He understood the human being so well. Anyway, so I asked him about this issue. That's like, Gemara, Makis, Chaim has plenty of Gemara. Space shift, Sani B'nai, Yav, Shreif, Musa, Pasuk, Mishra, Gemara, Makis, feel the Gemara as well. And the deer that I just made right now, the Akron Talmidim Bayom Mai, but otherwise, yes. Not that Chaim holds indiscriminately, should hit Talmidim, Chasu Shalom, he doesn't hold that. But the old, Amola, a patch here, a patch there, is Nishke Felach, not the end of the world. My father was Shalom held like that too. Anyway, So, who are Din Lebonim? That the reason is because it's man of Din. And the Mechaber actually also talks about walking Ben Chama Latzel during this period of time. Another very fascinating Din between the sun and the shadow. Because the Midas HaDin, there's a Midas HaDin that's shared by Yom Ma'ilam. And you see that the Mechaber is concerned about this Midas HaDin. It's very interesting. In Halacha, there's someone wrote actually, but I can't find it. I saw it years ago in a journal, an essay. In general, there's a question whether the Mechaber was he influenced by Kabbalah. He was a great Mekubal, Rabbi Sukkar, Kayadua. But very little Kabbalah was found in Shulchan Aruch. You haven't learned the Shulchan Aruch? I'm talking about Ebn Ezra, Chashmishon, Arachayim, Yerodea. I have not learned the Shulchan Aruch, but here and there I looked at it a little bit. And, you don't really see much Kabbalah in Shulchan Aruch. In an open kind of way, you don't see it. Here and there, there are references to it, but very few. And he was a great Mekubal. He wrote a Sefer, which I purchased because of Magid Meshoran. I purchased it when I was 13 years old. I read the whole Sefer. The vault of the Sefer, where the Magid came to the Beisesi, but that's a seventh Sefer. He didn't put it in the Shulchan Aruch. So I found the Shulchan Aruch, all kinds of hadbogos that the Magid told him. Very fascinating, incredibly fascinating. It's a beautiful Sefer. So the reason why I mention it, because here this seems to be a din that's clearly based on Alpi HaKabbalah. Namely, Yaakov Talmidim Bayom Ma'ayim, namely, not to walk between Chama Latzel. Okay, so let's start with what many people ask me on Matzoy Shabbos and Sunday. I had so many shaylos, I was asked at Shavuot the Tammuz. Yeah, but the Sakana is based on the Sunday. The same, for example, people also, how many people asked me about flying in 3 weeks, in the last 3-4 days? Approximately 20 people. Asked me about, but I said, why is it Daka fly? Anything which may have some element of sakana. I mean, I find sitting in a plane, it's like being in a little box. And I mean, Rahman Latsan, we saw what happened in Florida, which is so frightening, and Dafka during this period of time. But in general, to do things that are Masuka, and then I'll talk about that separately as well. It looks like I'm not getting anywhere. But anyway, the kids are the. So they asked me about the night of Shiras and the Thomas. That's how we started. When does it begin? Shkia. Does it begin with Tessa Kechavin? They were tumulting about this all over the place. And the guy, how many people called me? They didn't take a haircut. They forgot to take a haircut. So now what do I do? How is that always the case that people forget to take a haircut? They remind themselves after Shkia on the Leil Shavasa Batamah. So now can they go ahead and take a haircut to Shkia and Seis? And then someone told me maybe he can hold up at the top regarding this issue of Tisperes. All kinds of very, very humorous people. So the Eshel Avram, the Muchacho Rav, in Tavkuf Nadala, Sid Bains, he brings, quote, Toi Vastos Hakoel, Fede Ben Ashmoshos. So what does that mean? Toi, again, Nochadio, if you can make such a yuki, in the Eshel Avram. The Pashas is only about a Savid Avram. The Pashas is only about a Savid Avram, you can go to the pool. So I told them all in the pool up, and you can go take a haircut. I didn't know there were barbers that are open, apparently, unless you're also the Thomas, Kadir Shekain. But anyway, we know that Ben Ashmashas of Shabbos, it's a Mishnah, Malike, it's also a sugya discussed in Masach Shabbos by Arichas. So Ben Ashmashas of Shabbos, Chazal would not go there, Shrusim. But they only would not go there if we're talking about the Dinder Rabbanan, the Tzorach Mitzvah. But why don't we say that this is only the Rabbanan? But you don't say that. You don't say something Rabbanan, Ben Ashmashas of Shabbos. You don't apply such a din, but that's over here. You apply apparently this halacha. Here you say maybe it's only a minah. Maybe we're not machmir. Somehow that's what the Eshel Avraham, the Muchacho Rav, that's what he takes that kind of the reason to be makel is the Tshuva Ramesha. Because of my Rebbe, my Chavra over here, our Rav Shlitav. So I started looking at all the Tshuva Ramesha relating to Malabaki as much as he is. The Tshuva Ramesha. Igus Mesha has a Chelagal Sim Kutsariches. I also then found him in the Chidor. I went looking. So he writes that it could be that Rav Moshe says that, and this is what he writes in the 3 weeks, only begins from the day of Shavuos and Matamos. I think that's a suggestion. Only in the morning of Shavuos and Matamos where all these halachas actually are going to begin. He writes in Machlokes of Rishonim, Mishas Atchak, you're allowed to get married even without Shavuos and Matamos. This happens also all the time. Now, Shavuos and Matamos this year was Motzei Shabbos. So it's a little difficult. Although people, because of COVID and Corona, made all kinds of arrangements that were really rather unorthodox and unusual. So maybe this would have been possible as well. In the Chedek Dalit, Kufyu Beis, Sivkot Beis, Amesha writes over there, B'shas Atak, he says, Eshul Istapa, B'lel Shavas B'tamis. So he's Mekel on Tisporas, he's Mekel on Chasina. Now, the question is, and this was also asked of me this week, someone who got married last week, there were a number of people who, Baruch Hashem, got married. And the question, if you get married, Shavuos and Matamos, and now you have Shavuos and Mishteh, what about the share of brachas of music? This is another very famous issue. And not just music, we could in Cholos, the whole, as they called one of my children, the whole shebang. I looked up the word, I couldn't find it in the Oxford Dictionary, shebang. I asked them how to spell it. I'm very mocked on English and Hebrew and everything else. S-H-E-B-A-N-G, shebang, okay? I more or less get the gist of what he wants. So now the question is, what do you do? And the pashup shot is that Shivasi Mem Mishteh Vadin Yom Tov. Tasugi Ksubis. Gemara, a number of places in Shas that the Shivasi Mem Mishteh Sildi Vilachos and Vakala. Vadin Yom Tov. The question is, what about all the Mesubin? What about all the others who come to join in the festivities of the Chos and Vakala? What's their status? So I went looking like crazy, and I found in the Modern Mizbanim, it's one of my favorite Svarim, that he mentions the Chelagal Sim Shin Mamaches. He says, he passes Mutter Lasos, we couldn't Mucheres, Abel Klizemer also. You can't use instruments. You can just dance. They can dance during the Sherev Brachas, but they can't have any musical instrumentation. I saw in the Sefer, which also has a many, many psalkim of Ragunam Mishafainsin, of Rafelda Zatzal, Musay Yeshurim. So he writes over there, name of Rabbeisha, his Rebbe, Rikudim Mekolas Mutar, Bashir Bepe Mutar. But he writes over there, when it comes to Klezemer, that one should not use lowly Shtamish for Klezemer. He writes Beferish. Now, the different, again, questions what extent it can be Medayik in his Lashon and the other Lashonos. But you see, as I said, there's certainly a position that would, in effect, permit Rikudim and Mechelos. And there are those who are even Amachman. Someone told me here in the Shul that the Shevet Alevi, I didn't find it, but I have to look actually, he's Machman. He's Machman even on Rikudim and Mechelos, Rav Ozna. That's all, that he's Machman on this matter. And the question I wanted to know, I asked this person if he knew whether Rabbi Yashin held in this matter. So he thought that there are people in the shul are familiar with a number of Gdolei HaPoskim, Baruch Hashem, that he thought there's a makom also to be made of Kudum Mechelis, but also not present. That's what he told me, this individual here in the shul. I don't have Chumas of Rabbi Yashin. I have one volume, but I couldn't find it there. There are many volumes that I have. He didn't write them. I don't think he wrote any of them. He didn't write anything, Rabbi Yashin. All the Svarim were written by others, by ghostwriters and Talmidim who heard Shurim from him. He has on the Kol HaShas and many, many receptors, the auras of Rabbi Yashin that are absolutely, I can't even know.
We have
you have the Svarim. Must be 20 volumes. Fantastic auras. Mind-boggling. Ingenious auras that are so penetrating and scintillatingly brilliant, both in Halacha and also on the Sugya. On the Rishonim, it's an uncanny, that Sefer. Uncanny. I don't have a chance to look at it in the Halacha, I do, but I decided in one year, and then the Amsochim, last year, I'm going to learn the whole Sefer, which I did, not the entire Sefer, and fantastic artists. I'm just suggesting, if you don't mind. So anyway, essentially, what they're saying, all these poskim, most of them, I can see, that you can dance, you can sing, but musical instrumentation is not something that apparently is acceptable. Now, there's a question, and this is an issue that, again, several people asked me also this week regarding people who are professional musicians. I don't know if they're professional musicians, music lessons, all kinds of, they're into the music field. So can they continue? So the Bi'alocha actually talks about it over here. The Bi'alocha discusses someone who was, and I know I have Mishnah Berurah, and I tell people to read Mishnah Berurah, but I'm going to read it. They'll take a year and a mitzvah. So we'll be here all night, and I have, I'm constrained here. By time constraints. Anyway, so someone who's mispanis for music, so there's no question that such a person is permitted to go ahead and to play music, let's say, till Rosh Chodesh Av. Because there's no question, it's not Medina the Gemara, it's only a minog, and to Rosh Chodesh Av, where it says in the Matam, it says, well, that's a Gemara. So then already, you would have to refrain. Now, there's a distinction between someone who plays at a chasana, where it's a matzav of simcha, mashenke, music lessons, there's no matzav of simcha, you're just professionally trying to give someone the aptitude to know how to play. And that's how the Achronim are machalik between the two situations. Take a look at my Moshe Feinstein, the Chavol, Chel Gimel Sim Pei Zayin. So I looked up all the tubas for the last week and a half. So he writes regarding Sfira, if it's an Inyan Panosa, it's not connected to Simchas Muta. Avo Lilmo, he writes, to play music Lahana, also, I speak to people about this all the time. They always ask me during Sfira, and it's actually the same issue. During the 3 weeks, Rav Soloveitchik had a chiddush goal, which I should mention. He held that the 3 weeks, you have to see, in terms of Avelos, where does it fit into the schemata of Avelos. Avelos, Kayadua, has a marechet. And the marechet, of course, is, let's say, even if there are four segments, Yom HaMisa, and then Shiva, and then Shloshim, and then Yom HaMisodesh. So the question is, where do 3 weeks fall into that? What category are the 3 weeks in? It's not Yom HaMisa, and it's not Shiva. So, is it Shloshim? It's not Shloshim. Perhaps it is Shloshim. What part is Shloshim? Let's say the 3 weeks. Maybe considered to be Shloshim, or maybe Shiva Shechalva is Shloshim. That's what he held. Shiva Shechalva is Shloshim. Tisha B'Av perhaps is Shiva, maybe Yom HaMisa. Based on the Gemara at the end of Titus, Avinu Bar Eloi, Yeshem Etam Lukivayim, and the Efer, the Eshes, the whole thing, etc., etc. So, therefore, he felt there's a makom, the din is bet. If it's Yud Beis Chodesh, let's say that the 3 week period, if assuming it's Yud Beis Chodesh, it's not his Chodesh. It's found in Maram Shik, it's found in Achrayim, or many Achrayim say this. So, if it's Yud Beis Chodesh, what's the Yud Beis Chodesh? The halacha is that Achi Yigarubo, if there's a Rishi of Gaara. So, the meaning today among Avelim, no one should know of Avelis, but the meaning among Avelim is to essentially wait for a period of 3 months. And then, you don't even require Gaara, even if it's potentially. What?
The
Spurs I'm talking about, right. So then, so Rav Soloveitchik held that Yesh Mokom, when he's stopping with his Gaveach in the 3 weeks, suddenly there are Shabbos, and perhaps even if you do it on an ongoing basis. So then he said, they asked him, what about starting from a Shkodesh Av? No. So he said, Eicha Tesi. That was his Loshen. And as he apparently held, it was not a problem. But that's not the minute of a kubel. It's not like that. But coming back to the issue of what I was about to mention a moment ago, namely the issue of music during Sfira. So there also, let's say a person is driving, and you can't drive without listening to music. Many people have difficulty, Especially driving this country, you're surrounded by Nehogim and Turofim. Each one is more mishulin than the other. I mean, I drive quite often to Shalayim, come out on a daily basis, and I use different routes. Sometimes the Sarim, sometimes the tunnels, sometimes the Shalshim Shmonek, Rishachad, depending on what the Waze tells me to do. And somehow, I never seem to have any mazel with the Waze, no matter what happens, something happens, you know, a bit further ahead. Are they not in the Nevi'im? Should they see already that something's going to happen and tell me exactly what the story is? But okay, they don't do that. And so the reason why I say it, because there are people who clearly nerves are ruffled, to say the least, of whatever reasons. I'm not going to do a psychiatric evaluation. You need about 100 psychiatrists. But anyway, they listen to music. Certainly it's mutter. No question about it. But for that matter, people exercising, maybe last week already doing 3 weeks, they exercise, they listen to music when they're jogging, when they're running, when they're walking, when they're exercising in their gyms, in their home, or whatever they have over there, et cetera, et cetera. No question, it's mutter, ancient suffix, because it's not, you're not doing it the shame, and no the shame simply, you're doing it either to keep the pace or something along those lines. And certainly, in all these situations, until Rosh Chodesh Av, even learning to play music, as I said, permissible, certainly to Rosh Chodesh Av. I can't see that once you get the problem about the simcha, that's when you have to be concerned. There's a very fascinating number of there's a sefer, again, as I indicated, there are several svarim written by Agoyin Rav Felder. I'm not talking about Gedalia Felder, but his son. So I'm very friendly, was very friendly with his son. That was a rabbi of Philadelphia for many, many years. He was a Goyin Adi himself. He's a Talmud of Moshe Feinstein, the Mamash Talmud movement of Moshe Feinstein. He has many psalms in many of his psalms. He gave me all of his psalms. So he has, in one of his psalms, I saw that Rav Moshe writes that the music is derech agah. Exercise programs, the music is derech agah. It's all for the rhythm. When you go into a store to buy some food and there's music playing in the background, derech agah. It's not considered to be music that's obviously, your interest is not ad kedei kach. Someone in the shul told me, there's someone in the shul who likes chazonos. So he asked me, can I listen to Chazonis? I said, what? Chazonis? That's not music? Well, that's music. He said, no, you don't understand, Rabbi. I'm listening to Chazonis not because I'm interested not in the music. I'm interested in the Chazonis. My wife still explained to me exactly what he had in mind. So he told me, since he's interested in the Chazonis, L'chura, it should be mutter. It's no different than the other things I told him about the exercise and what have you. L'chura, I think he's right.
Now
listen
to the instruments.
What was that? You're the one I should talk to.
You'd be perfectly fine listening without the instruments.
Correct. His point is the chazonos is an art. I mean, Rabbi Feinberg is the expert on this matter. Or said another person asked me, I told him he's aging himself or dating himself. He said, David, do you know what Uncle Moshe is? So even I know what Uncle Moshe is. It's amazing that I have to know what it is. So he said, I'll have to. He says, I like to play with my grandchildren. I still have some Uncle Moshe tapes. Did that, I don't know exactly. I assume that the times have changed, L'chura. Anyway, I told him, L'chura, L'fiyan Yuzdaiti, it's the same thing. To put it on for young children is what he wants to do for his grandchildren. That I don't think you're being Isaac Binyani Simcha. By the way, to my mind, I'll just make another comment. Which is you may or may not disagree with. I don't think there's any music anymore left today. Anyway, it's all cacophony. It's all a lot of noise. I know at Chasanez I come prepared with all types of osniot. Otherwise, I don't have a chance to survive. The decibel levels beyond belief. And it has nothing to do with music. It's all pure cacophony. So therefore, that's the heter mela. There's no music anymore. There's a sefer called the interesting sefer. Nobody should mention it because it's a controversial sefer. I won't mention it. Anyway, so the but he quotes the Maharam Sheikh, which I happen to own. So the Maharam Sheikh actually has in a tshuva, he says the Svara. I was astounded to see it. The Maharam Sheikh is a Siman Reshlam Ches in Yodea. He writes the following. He says that someone who's doing one thing, and Derech Agah, Shomem, he's listening to music, but he's really focused on one thing, he calls that that's his lotion. Even though it's a psik ratio, he listens to music. Mutter, Dana Machabing. He's not Machabing Lishmaya. He's not really interested in hearing the music. It's all derech agah. Unbelievable. I'm shik. Says Azasmah, which is exactly what all the achronim here are talking about. So it would seem that Ram Shik then says something which is even more striking that I had to share with you. Because I read it I didn't even look just that. I usually read the entire tshuva. I hope you don't mind. But anyway, so the entire tshuva, he has the following comment. He says, if that's the case, an Ovo should be able to go to a chasana. And how? I'm not Mechavid. He's not Mechavid. But he says, certainly we're not going to say such a spar. We're not going to say such a thing. Why? Because obviously, other people see the guy, the fellow's in Ovel, and all of a sudden he's coming to a chasana against the Din Shulchan Aruch. And it's clearly that he came to the Sameh Chasana Kala, and obviously that would be Mamash Bizayin Ames, the Sakavan Ames, and Ovel to go ahead. But the hint of put forth this kind of argument, absolutely spurious. But as I'm saying here, I'm saying this, it is such a Svara, even though, again, as I said, I think there's a welcome to make Chilukim over here. He doesn't make these Chilukim, but I think there's a welcome to make Chilukim by an Ovel, a Hasana. Anyone sees you, they know you're an Ovel. That's literally a design I miss. That's something which is not a lack of covers. That's also the last what? That's right. That's correct. That's right. Okay, but even, for example, Abel often asks me, they have children who are listening to music, and they're not allowed to listen to music. I said, listen, if it's your children listening to music, you'll simply be Masiyah Das in the music, and there's no problem. Let them enjoy. Let them have music. You won't be focused on it. Using the same Svara, I think Yesh Makom L'Hakel as well in those circumstances. I think I saw once in the end, look at it now, in the Sechemet, Chaim Chizkiya Medini, so he quotes actually, he has a whole section, I think in Chelek Kei, on Ben Amitzar, what a sefer, mind-boggling sefer. I remember that Rabbi Elfin Zatzal of Yeshiva of Itri told me there was a guy in our yeshiva in Itri in 1971-72. He's still there. He needs a Hashem to give him a full shlema. A guy in a Shlomo Fisher, what a giant, beyond belief. Call out Terra Kulis in his pocket. The president of Yeshiva, Rabbi Oizer, what? Everything. By the way, and we don't say the God of the Chassid, Spinoza, the old commentary. Anyway, so he read everything of Rabbi Soloveitchik that was published there. Very little was published. Then he found out that I learned Rav Soloveitchik. He used to ask me all kinds of questions. I didn't have any competence or expertise in that area. He used to come to me all the time. And so I quickly had to read those articles. He read everything. Told the Dilafek, he knew every single, there's nothing he didn't, the man swallowed everything up. Everything. A voracious appetite for Torah and for everything having to do with Torah. So anyway, so he told me, Rav Shlomo Fisher, Rav Elfin told me, ask him, who's the biggest bucky in his manazer? So Rabbi Soloveitchik said, Ma Chidush, I'm going to Rabbi Obadiah. He's the biggest bucky. And then he said, Rabbi Obadiah is the biggest bucky since the days of the Sechemet. Kach Shemati, Rabbi Soloveitchik. Kach Shemati, Bipit Kotcha. So Sechemet is a wondrous sefer, and most people don't use it. I mean, yes, I have no problems with it from Shirashi, so I have to go and deal with the Sechemet. So he writes over there also that Bashir during the Ben Amtsar is Mutter. And again, he tries to, you see, he has these kinds of chilukim that we just made till now. I'll just end with one thing, that what about a country, Giyal Chinuch, and the question, what do you do with young children? The thing is that there's no chinuch l'kot b'avelos. The verse is current l'kot b'avas nefesh. I'm talking about avelos, what's called avelos chadosha. Avelos Rishonah, there is a concept of chinuch when it comes to avelos and l'kot b'avelos. The verse says, in the Bom Meshani, avelos chadosha, so even though chinuch of avelus chadosh in Batavid, where Koro was nifter, so there's no chinuch of avelus for cotton. Koro the cotton mishum agos nefesh of the others. When it comes to avelus of chumah amidus, there is such a concept. The question is, if a cotton is yigiel chinuch, at what age is that? What's called cotton yigiel chinuch regarding chumah amidus? I don't know. It could be that a cotton already, as a very young child, they do have an understanding of what the beis amidus is all about. Usually they teach them. I have grandchildren who could be Magid Eshir and my yeshiva with these Americans that I have. They could be Magid Eshir and Yishim Safed. I'm not joking. The knowledge that they have, well, they're very young. They're 6, 7, 8 years old. They know Mishnayis. I have 2 or 3 grandchildren. One of them is very, very clever fellow. I mean, and Mishnayis of culture. He knows by heart. All culture. Not just one parent. Maybe I know a few Mishnayis of Hulu. He knows the whole culture because he understands. Vachim and Priestess and Mila. And they're going to run the spot. We have other, because he knows Hebrew. He has Lashon HaKodesh. So he's certainly worried to be a rabbi by yeshiva without difficulty. And they would like it, because he's full of jokes also. Anyway, so a lot of mindless people would have. But the kids are, I think you have to figure out, not playing music with Tanit. That's the issue. Can I play music for young children, for grandchildren? The Shomar Igris Meshach, or Chaim Chalek Dalit Simon, Reish Dalit Simon Dalit. You know, I did my homework. Anyway, so you have to machmeid from tanim shegiul lechinuch. That even though you're not mechamchin them lavelos, lavelos the rabbi, it's more chomer the pashas once you try to be machmeid. What age? I told people the age of six. So at the age of six, I think where did I get that from? Yesh makom ladun bazeh. Things of pisvara. The age of six would be okay. So leaving that, I will continue. Hopefully next Sunday and Monday on this vein and discuss other halachas. Shikaya.
He wasn't on tonight.
I don't know.